Because yes, because actually ignorance precedes wisdom. So you have to be ignorant before you are wise.
So at some point it can actually happen to any man. It happened to my dad.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to LifePod with C. I am delighted to have you with me today. All right, people, it's such a delight to be in your ears once again this beautiful day. I don't know what time it is you're going to be hearing or listening to this episode, so I just want to say a very wonderful day to you. Earlier today, I was downstairs with a cup of tea, actually, and I was just nothing in mind. I wasn't even doing anything in particular. I was just strolling around the compound, and I was going around blank. Nothing in particular. And then something popped into my head. I was thinking about the whole concept of moral decadence in the society today. And whether you like it or not, or whether you like to admit it or not, or whether you want to deny it, whatever the case is, the truth is that in our society today, we have a lot of rot, and we have a lot of rot in the system. And it has really bothered me for a very long time now, and I'm glad I thought about it today. And I was just asking myself, what has happened to the concept of absolute truth? Because today we have a lot of people who have their own versions of the truth. In fact, today you hear this a lot. Do you, whatever makes you happy, whatever makes you comfortable, don't worry about what the world thinks, don't worry about what any other person thinks, just so long as you are happy. Do you? I'm not going to fault that. Matter of fact, I don't want to even dwell on that. I just wanted to make a point with that. That there is a lot of individual truth these days. Everybody has got their own version of the truth. And I don't know, is there still anything like the absolute truth? This is the truth. Everybody should live by it. But I'm just asking randomly. But then, an idea just popped into my head. So I have this friend, we have spoken before. She's actually taunted me with the whole, how come I have not been on your podcast before? And I was like, okay, you know what? We're going to think of something. And then she came to my mind when I thought of this. So guys, the next voice you're going to be hearing is the voice of Chioma. She has so much to say. So without taking any more time, I'm just going to hand you over to Chioma. And then she's going to do justice to this episode. Please don't go away. I'll be right back after Chioma.
Hi, Chioma. I think we are Bible believers and Christians and born again people, so we have to always talk about it in the context of the Word of God. And we have to remember that Scripture says that in the last days, you know, men will be taken with inordinate affections, will be lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. So lots of the things that we see play out are sort of prophetic. Although I think that most of the decay that we have in societies as a result of the idols that may not have come from our own generation per se, that seem to have taken up this position where we now begin to worship them, maybe because of status and money. So we see like somebody in, say, our parents' generation, where we say morals were lauded, and we see some idols exhibit moral decadence and they seem to be advancing. So I think it teaches our generation and even worse, the generation that is after us, the Gen Z, that there is no profitability, I think, in you know, having a moral compass. It's almost as if, you know, we have seen that the moral people get ahead. So we are now beginning to question if, you know, having a sense of morality and having a moral compass is worth it. And also the idea of having several truths, I think, has also been abused, because we have to be open to the concept of different opinions. But I think it's now being abused to excuse immorality. And as a Christian, we have to remember scripture again, where Paul says, is it because of grace, the abundance of grace, that sin shall abide? So I think, and you have to remember also as a Christian, scripturally speaking, where the Bible says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. We have to see that scripture for what it really is in today's world, because in the end, I think it is your own salvation. I believe that when that scripture was written, it must have been, you know, written somewhat prophetically, because a time would come where salvation sort of needed to be defended, where you needed to stand in your own salvation. You need to work at it with fear, because it is almost becoming out of fashion to have a moral compass. It's almost becoming like you are the stupid one. It's almost becoming like you are an endangered species. So you have to work at it with fear and trembling. So I think, you know, when we think about morals and where we are as a generation, I don't know that it's exactly our fault. I think the decadence had started long ago. You know, I think, of course, the power of social media, the power of Instagram has enabled us to erect idols in the wrong set of people from our parents' generation. And so because those people have progressively advanced, you know, doing the wrong things, I think we are now being sort of encouraged and empowered to live in our truths, however immoral that they are now tending to be. So I hope we can also discuss it, you know, extensively, and we can get more people and more takes on it.
Oh boy, man, Choma had so much to say. Like, this, it all makes sense.
Well, I think what we're going to do is we're going to still find a way to, you know, put more flesh to this. So I'm looking at us expanding this particular episode. So be on the lookout for a follow-up on this episode, where we're going to be talking more about this concept of morals and what can we do to better the situation. Thank you so much, guys. Enjoy the rest of your week. And remember, guys, whatever you're doing this week, it is either you're adding to the society or you're taking away from the society. Which will it be? Make your choice. But please, make sure it's a wise choice. All right, guys. Peace.
I am sure you enjoyed that episode, didn't you? Now go ahead and share this link with your friends and loved ones. Also, why not join me on Instagram and Facebook at LifePod with C, and on Twitter at OkoyeCE. That is LifePod with C on Facebook and Instagram, and on Twitter at OkoyeCE. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this as well. Have a fabulous week ahead.